Welcome back to the Home Cringe Show. My name is Katie Chahan. I'm the host of the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, where we go from oh no to oh, okay. So we talk about cringe-worthy moments in home ownership and how to overcome them and how to avoid them in the future. So today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about our sponsor, the Yarlo app. It's a free app on the Google Store and the Apple Play Store. So if you are a homeowner and you are looking for a free app to help keep track of all of your home items, then Yarlo is the app for you. And so we're going to kind of go through that a little bit today. We're going to go through some cringeworthy home ownership moments as well as tips. Hopefully you guys learned something you didn't know about home ownership, and we can make the homeowning journey a little bit easier. So let's get started. So today our home cringe moment is kind of a longer one. So we'll figure it'll take, we'll go through the details of it and how we can kind of prevent it in the future. So a lot of you listeners are connected to city sewer and water. And so our home cringe moment comes from Peter out of Minneapolis, and he bought an older home in the uptown area, I guess you could call it, and it had been abandoned for a little bit, so it wasn't a recently lived in home, but it also wasn't in dire need of repair. So when they bought the house, they knew that they were going to have to do some sewer work, that some of the older trees in the Minneapolis area, and now out in the suburbs, we're getting some older trees as well, that the root systems can break into your pipeline, your sewer pipe, your water pipe. And I know that I believe the city will sell you insurance. I believe Excel also sells you insurance that you can pay a monthly fee. So in case a root does cause an issue with your pipes, that the state, if you're paying this insurance, the utility company will help offset some of the costs. But so Peter bought this house and he did not have any insurance. And so he, on day one of owning, they had to dig up the front lawn. They put about $20,000 worth of work into the sewer system, the sewer line, to make sure that those tree roots would not impact the use of their water and sewer system. So that was about $20,000, and it worked great. And about 3 years later, right around Christmas time, always when you have guests coming over, the sewer line backed up into the basement. So he said there was probably a good inch of liquid in the basement. And that is not always fun to discover when you are hosting people for the holidays. So they called the company who originally dug up the front yard, and they said it was probably going to be another $15,000 to fix. And Peter said, that's crazy. I already paid $20,000, and 3 years later here, I'm going to get another bill for $15,000. So Peter called me and we did some troubleshooting. We called a few of contractors that have been on our show. So we actually called Monkey Wrench Plumbing. And our good friend told us that sometimes with sewer lines, all you need to do is use like a Roto-Rooter device to root through the roots in the pipe system. So Peter had actually used the Yarlo app. It's a free app for homeowners. There you can keep track of your receipts, who does work on your house, when did they do it, if there's a warranty on it. So the work on the sewer line wasn't warrantied. And but after talking with Mike at Monkey Wrench Plumbing, it was quickly decided that all we needed, that there's another company in the Twin Cities that can do pipe root cleaning for like $250. So Peter went from thinking he had to spend $15,000 around Christmas time to only having to spend about $250. And so the company came out and they got about, he said, 10 gallons worth of roots out of his pipes. So if you live in the city with a attached sewer line and you have older trees in your neighborhood, if you aren't going to opt for insurance, it's good to have this root company come out about every 1 to 2 years, depending on the size of the root system in your yard, and they'll tell you. And if you have them come out for about $250 every year or every other year, then it can save you a whole lot of smell, a whole lot of damage, and definitely prevent you from having to spend the $20,000 or the $15,000 that some of the other companies wanted. So that's the moral of the story, I guess, is that sometimes when it feels like there's a catastrophic issue going on with the home, sometimes it's nice to find somebody else, a second opinion, or someone outside of that specific industry that can give you some advice. And so here at the Home Cringe Show, we're always more than happy to answer your questions. You can find us on social media and Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, all those good ones. Yeah. And so drop us a line, tell us a story, and if you have any questions about any projects, feel free to ask us, and we will make sure we put you in contact with one of our pros that can give you some good advice. So that's the kind of the moral of the story with your sewer line. There are insurance companies that can help make the cost of replacing your gas line, your water line, your sewer line connection from the house to the street. But, you know, insurance is insurance, and sometimes it's expensive and you'll never use it, or sometimes it's a lifesaver. So that's kind of a personal choice you have to make in your home ownership journey. And it just depends. So I know that I've never purchased one of those insurance plans, but if I was living in a house that had, you know, 5 or 6 big trees, old trees that had deep root systems, I would be a little bit more nervous about what's going on underground. I know personally I had my sprinkler system, the tree system had crushed my sprinkler system pipes. And so one summer when I went to unwinterize the system, I flooded my backyard and I got a water bill for $500. So definitely good to keep an eye on those sprinkler system pipes. And when we use tools like the Yarlo app, you can actually, so what I did with my sprinkler system is I took pictures of where the pipes were when we had to dig them up to replace the pipes. I called a company to do it. And so I took pictures of where those pipes were. So in the future, if there was an issue, instead of trying to figure out where those pipes were, I had pictures and video of them that I put in the app. And it's a free app, so you can put whatever information in there and use it as a resource. And then it's there in case you have questions later, or when you go to sell your house, it has all of your information saved in one place, which I love. But I'm also I call myself type A casual, where I like to keep track of my receipts and keep track of my warranties that are out there. But I'm not overly organized about it, if that makes sense. So I like to take a picture, put it in the app, and then it's there in the future if I should have any questions or concerns about it. So that is our story with Peter and the water and sewer line. We did have All-Star Carpet Cleaning on a couple weeks ago and here in the Twin Cities. And they do offer some discounts. And when you do have water backup or a sewer backup in your basement, usually there is some cleaning that needs to happen. And if you don't want to mess with it, then there's always a company out there. So All-Star Carpet Cleaning is definitely a good resource. Or Cleantastic Solutions is also another great one that we've had on our podcast. And they do get give discounts if you mention the Yarlo Home Cringe Show to them. So keep that in mind. Another story that we're going to go into real quick before our break is bug infestation. So I had a very interesting experience. I had my lawn furniture outside last year because it's called lawn furniture, so it goes on your lawn. And I also had a box elder beetle and Asian bug infestation. So I didn't really think much about it. I kind of wiped down the furniture a little bit and moved it into the house. But then this, I put it away for the winter. And I noticed that I've been starting to get some box elder beetles in the house and some Asian bugs. And I realized that they had laid eggs and they had worked their way into the furniture that I had brought into the and stored in the basement for the winter. So something to think about when you store your furniture for the different seasons, or even cushions or anything that has been outside, that there's always a chance of some animal or some insects making their home in there. So be cautious of that as you move the furniture around and find a new home for it. So that's just another one of our fun tips. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about concrete repair, garage repair, as well as furnace. And just some tips that our listeners have given, and we think that you might be interested in hearing as well. So stay tuned. This is the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, and I'm your host, Katie Chahan, and we'll be back right after this.
When it comes to the ever-important task of home maintenance, the struggle to keep everything organized is real. Are you grappling with a jumble of receipts and invoices in that messy drawer of yours? Or perhaps they're scattered through old emails and making it all too easy to lose track. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. This is Katie Chahan, and I've developed the perfect solution, the Yarlo app. Picture this, an app that sweeps away the chaos and brings order to your home management woes. Yarlo is your free ticket to seamless organization of all things related to home maintenance, improvements, and even those ambitious remodeling projects. With just a few taps, you can effortlessly input receipts and warranty details, ensuring that every piece of vital information is right at your fingertips. I invite you to step into the future of home management. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's YARLOW.
North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up. Roofing, storm damage, and siding. Call the pros at North Face. A hands-on approach. Advice and consulting. Our attention to detail makes the difference. Visit online at NorthFaceConstruction.com. North Face Construction. Great service from the ground up.
If you're an empty nester or looking to downsize, find your solution at Home Apt Realty. We're the downsizing specialists who make your transitions seamless. From discovering the perfect space to selling your current home, we're here for you. Plus, we know how first impressions count. Home Apt can help you update your home before selling, ensuring you get the best value. Don't pay anything until closing. Home Apt Realty, that's HOMAPT.com, or call 612-655-2324 to get started today. Hi, this is Katie Chahan with the Yarlo Home Cringe Show, and I'm here with Rich Kerner, owner of Watts Electric. Rich, tell us a little bit about Watts.
We are a family-owned electrical contractor here in Minnesota, and we can help you with any of your electrical needs. From simple to large, we can do it all.
So how do I get in contact with you?
Send us a text at 763-607-6680. That's best because we might have our hands full, but give us a call too.
Or I can reach you at wattselectricmn.com.
At Kira Home, we visit our clients' homes once a quarter, taking care of everything you're supposed to be doing as a perfect homeowner, but we all know we neglect. From cleaning your dryer vent, AC unit, refrigerator coil, to providing all your filters, we can take care of your home with our quarterly visits. Additionally, we offer one-time services like air duct cleaning, dryer vent cleaning, and AC unit cleaning. Visit our website at curahome.com. That's K-U-R-A-H-O-M-E.com. Or give us a call, 612-503-4050.
Prepare to revolutionize your home management game with a touch of cutting-edge technology. Do you own a home and love exploring the latest technology? Hi, I'm Katie Shahan, creator of the Yarlo app. Yarlo is a free app that lets you keep track of all your home maintenance improvements and remodeling documents. Add your receipts and warranty information so all your data is at your fingertips. Throw away the paper and join the paperless revolution. Download the Yarlo app or visit yarlo.com today. That's Y-A-R-L-O-W.
All right. Welcome back to the Yarlo Home Cringe Show. I'm your host, Katie Shahan. And today we are talking about just tips and some of the user-submitted stories and home cringe moments that people have submitted to our social media. So feel free, go on to Facebook and find the Home Cringe Show, as well as we're on LinkedIn, Instagram. You can also on our socials see all of our past home service pros, some of the tips that they've offered, and some of the discounts they've offered. So if you are in the market for a furnace repair, furnace tune-up, air conditioner, hopefully we're thinking about the warmer weather coming soon. but they all have discounts if you mention the Home Cringe Show. So check out our socials and see if we can help you on your homeownership journey. So the second half of our show here, we're going to keep going through a few different user-submitted cringe moments, kind of learning from them, learning from each other, as well as some of the pros that we've had on. And then we're also learning a little bit about the Yarlo mobile app and how you can use it to help with your homeownership journey. So as we get started here, our next story is from Andrea. And she is out of Plymouth, Minnesota, and she is talking about concrete. So about 3 years ago, I think it was less than that, 2 years ago, I think she said, they had their concrete driveway redone. And as they learned last year, so last year was their first winter with their new concrete driveway. They used some salt products to help with the snow in the wintertime and melting the snow, keeping the ice off of their driveway. And evidently, if you salt your concrete within 3 years of its installation, then the salt can really do a lot of damage to your cement. So whether you get a new sidewalk, a new walkway up to your front door, or, you know, even a garage pad, keeping the salt off of it is a great way to make sure it lasts longer. I don't know about if you guys know, but concrete, man, that stuff is expensive these days. So if you can keep yours in good repair, that's even better. So salting it is, that's a great way to get rid of the ice, but it's also a great way to create stippling is what they call it, little dips and little holes in your cement. And so it's definitely recommended to not put any salt on cement until you've had the concrete installed for 3 years. So 3 winters. On your 4th winter, give it a try if you want to. I've always been a fan of just shoveling and snow blowing, just because ice, it is a booby trap on your property in the wintertime and definitely a liability, but man, putting salt on can really cause the wear and tear on your cement pad to, I feel like it exacerbates the problem sooner. So with that in mind, well, let's also mention asphalt driveways. I grew up in Colorado. We lived on a dirt road with a cement pad, and surprisingly, Colorado, when it snows, usually it melts within the first day or two after the snow. So it doesn't stick around very long. So salt is not something I grew up with. And moving here to the Twin Cities, I have a asphalt driveway, and I did not realize that you should have it seal coated every 2 to 3 years here in the Twin Cities. Seal coating your driveway or asphalt driveway can prevent it from cracking, as well as fill the cracks before the driveway becomes unmaintainable. And that when you have someone come out to do a bit on your seal coating, they will tell you it's not worth coating it anymore. It's you know, just let it go, because it's going to be needing replacement in the next 2 or 3 years. So they usually are pretty honest. I personally have used two different seal coating companies here in the Twin Cities, and both of them have been very upfront. But I had a relatively new asphalt driveway, so just something to think about. Keep in mind that doing a seal coat on it, it costs about anywhere between $200 to $300, depending on how long your driveway is, but totally worth it, because replacing your asphalt driveway is very expensive, more $8,000 to $15,000. So, you know, $200 to $300 every 2 or 3 years doesn't seem like such a bad investment when you're talking thousands of dollars to replace it. So, same with cement. Cement is also very expensive. So if you can keep the ice off of it, or the salt off of it, obviously you can't keep the ice off of it, but if you can keep the salt off of it, for at least a little bit, or not use it as heavily, your cement will last a little bit longer. In connection with this home cringe moment, we also have Ken from Eden Prairie, and, Ken's issue was he had an asphalt driveway and a cement garage floor. So between the asphalt driveway and the cement, there's usually a little bit of cement on the outside of the garage, and that's called an apron. And it's usually like, I don't know, a foot or so of concrete. And that apron transitions the driveway into the garage. And so Ken's issue was that when he shoveled, he would put all the snow on the sides of the driveway, and there's a lot of snow by the house. So when you keep moisture close to the house, whether it's snow, rain, that's what gutters are great for. They push the water away from your house. But if you pile snow up too close to the house, then you can have foundation issues. Sometimes that's why your basement can be leaky in the springtime, is because too much water absorbed into the ground right along your foundation. But Ken's problem is that water absorbed and it started washing out all of the dirt and the ground underneath the apron of his car, I mean of his driveway. So when he drove over the apron to park in the garage, the concrete started crumbling, started cracking, and eventually a big hole was formed between, and the apron disappeared. It just fell through because there was no more ground underneath holding it up. So he had to call the company out, come back out, make sure his foundation was okay, fill in the hole that was caused from the erosion from too much snow and rain having gone through there, and then relay the cement apron. So that way you can drive into your garage again. So the moral of the story with Ken is keep the snow a little bit away from your house. Yeah, you can shovel it so it's along your asphalt, on the sides of your asphalt and on the sides of your cement driveway, but having it too close to the house can cause some erosion issues, as well as wet basement and maybe damage to your apron that prevents you from being able to park in the garage. So those are our home cringe moments when it comes to snow and erosion, I guess you could say. So when Ken and Andrea had their issues, they actually put In Yarlow, they put the receipts for their home service repairs in the app. And so some of them come with, sometimes when a pro does labor for you or installs something, they'll warranty the work for X number of years. Sometimes it's a lifetime warranty. So those are all great things. You can put those in your Yarlow app. And that way, if you do run into an issue, you don't have to go find that piece of paper. You don't have to go look on your computer through your email, figure out what was the name of that contractor. It's just all right there in your app for you. Peter did that with his sewer issues. He said that he actually blacklisted the one company who wanted to charge him $15,000 to do a $250 fix. So you can put notes in the app, say how your experience was, and then we're releasing a new function in the app by the end of January where you can actually prefer vendors for your house and add vendors to your do not hire list. So then that way you know that you've had a bad experience with them, who they were. It's not public information. Everything you put in the app is yours for your eyes only. And the vendor can't see that you did that. It's just a note for you that, and whoever, if you go to sell your house, they also know that, you know, who is the preferred person to work on this house, who has a history, who knows how to work with what features of your house. Something to keep in mind. And the last story I'll mention here as we wrap up our show is I actually have a townhouse in Eden Prairie, and the garage door spring had broken, and it was really frustrating because I had just replaced that spring, I want to say 6 years ago, and you know, talking to other people, they've had the same garage door spring for 20 years, 30 years. So why is it that mine broke after 6 years? And we don't use it a ton. It's not like it's going up every 3 hours. But this was before I had the Yarlow app. So I don't remember who fixed the garage then. I don't remember how much it cost. And I don't know if it had a warranty on it. So this time when I did it, I hired a local company and they came out. They said it was $239 to repair my spring. And they said it had a lifetime warranty on it. And so I have all the warranty, took pictures of the warranty documents and the bill and put them in the Yarlow app. And they said next time, if any issues arise with the spring, then it's just labor I would have to pay for. So keep that in mind as you do work on your house and hire pros and take a picture of it, put it in the Yarlow app, and it makes your life a lot easier. So you guys take care and enjoy the rest of your week, and stay warm in this January weather, and we'll see you next time on the Yarlow Home Cringe Show.